A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Console my people, console them, says your God. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem and call to her that her time of service is ended, that her sin is atoned for, that she has received from the hand of Yahweh double punishment for all her crimes. A voice cries, prepare in the wilderness a way for Yahweh. Make a straight highway for our God across the desert. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill be laid low. Let every cliff become a plain, and the ridges a valley. Then the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all mankind shall see it. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. A voice commands, cry. And I answered, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and its beauty like the wild flowers. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of Yahweh blows on them. The grass is without doubt the people. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God remains forever. Go up on a high mountain, joyful messenger to Zion. Shout with a loud voice, joyful messenger to Jerusalem. Shout without fear. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Here is the Lord Yahweh coming with power, his arm subduing all things to him. The prize of his victory is with him. His trophies all go before him. He's like a shepherd feeding his flock, gathering lambs in his arms, holding them against his breast, leading to their rest the mother ewes. The word of the Lord. Well, here in New Zealand, summer has come, and don't we just love it? It's a busy, exciting time, with all the schools finishing for the year, workplace Christmas dues, barbecues in the backyard, preparation for the long summer holidays, Christmas decorations everywhere, and heaps of shopping. Families coming home for Christmas. Standard stuff in Christmas stockings are swimming togs and sunscreen lotion for the big transmigration to one of our many wonderful beaches or to the mountains. In the midst of all this hurly-burly, year after year, in every town and city, thousands of people turn up to enjoy or to take part in the local production of Handel's Messiah, which, as you know, includes parts of the text of today's reading. The message is inspiring and comforting, yet challenging also. People sit reflectively through this production, year after year after year. It's quite a standard exercise within this busy Christmas season. Even greater thousands turn up in all our churches for midnight mass, at which the best that any parish can offer is there to be enjoyed by all. It's a wonderful time of year, full of hope that Advent reminds us of. The joy of family, the joy of the parish is evident all round, something cherished greatly by all those who participate. However, the underbelly of all these festivities is there at the same time. Each year, there seems to be a wave of debt, drunkenness, disappointment, despair, domestic violence, all of these rear their head, and people are needing this comfort, the consolation that God only can give them. Those disadvantaged by our social structures or our government policies or obfuscation appear to respond in anger when there is a time of great festivity and rejoicing within our families, workplaces, and parishes. The voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare a way for Yahweh. Make a straight highway for our God across the desert. And this is what we are challenged to do each Advent. We need to look to giving comfort as God comforts us, to speak to others and proclaim their wonder, their glory before God, even though they are impoverished or browbeaten or suffering. Sharing our resources, our contacts, our imagination. This is the true basis of worship that the prophets, like Isaiah, consistently demanded that we give. Happy Christmas, everyone.